I'm Dan Klefstad. The deadline to file income taxes in Illinois is being pushed to the summer. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced tax filers now have until July 15th.
Aligning our tax day with the federal government's and giving our millions of taxpayers 3 additional months to file their individual returns.
The move will bring financial relief to those who owe money and allow extra time for those working long hours in response to COVID-19. Pritzker also says tax refunds will be paid in a timely manner. Meanwhile, Illinois state government continues to combat the spread of COVID-19. Top officials are warning that long days and a growing caseload are taking their toll. Mike Smith has more.
As more residents test positive for COVID-19, many more are starting to feel more than just the economic impacts of the virus. Illinois Department of Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike fought back emotion while saying how much she empathizes with those experiencing hardship.
I just buried my father last month, and so when I think about people who can't do what I did for my father last month, I feel it very real as to what people are going through and the sacrifices that they're making.
Governor Pritzker, meanwhile, says he and others continue to work long hours and late into the night, but both say they're most worried about overwhelming healthcare workers. Though thousands of the state's hotel rooms are being offered up for COVID-19 treatments, it's unclear if those will be enough. I'm Mike Smith.
Hundreds of healthcare facilities in Illinois that serve low-income and minority communities are facing financial chaos because they've canceled most routine doctor visits in an attempt to stymie the coronavirus pandemic. An internal financial review for the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association concludes that without help, the state's federally established community health centers face losses of $180 million during the next 3 months. There are nearly 400 Illinois facilities. According to the review, nearly 40% of them would have to close their doors. Jordan Powell is the organization's president and CEO. He says if the facilities had sufficient equipment, such as masks and gloves, they could be key COVID-19 testing sites. And Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is thinking about closing city trails and parks after seeing large packs of people on the trails along Lake Michigan, despite the state's stay-at-home order. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The first positive case of COVID-19 is being confirmed in Franklin County. The Franklin-Williamson Bi-County Health Department says the individual, a woman in her 50s, is recovering at home in isolation. Health officials say they're investigating and talking to those who may have been in contact with the woman before she was diagnosed. They say the woman was exposed to COVID-19 through community spread. Jackson and Williamson counties each have confirmed one case. States across the country are developing their own responses to COVID-19, sometimes more aggressively than what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may be recommending. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants state residents to pay attention to the guidance from his office because each state's needs are different.
You might have a state that is vastly rural with very, very few people that are in towns or cities in that state, and a small state might have different guidance than a larger state. So we're doing what is best for the people in the state of Illinois.
Pritzker says the CDC has mostly lagged behind states in responding to the crisis, and Illinois has what he says are world-renowned healthcare officials working on the needs of Illinoisans. With local businesses feeling the pinch of a stay-at-home order, Carbondale's mayor says the city is extending its deadline for local taxes. The extension applies to the motor fuel tax, hotel-motel tax, food and beverage tax, and the liquor tax in the city of Carbondale, according to Mayor Mike Henry.
Those, we are extending the deadline by 30 days, and of course there won't be any late penalties or late filing fees or anything like that.
The mayor says he could issue another extension if he feels it's needed. 45 community health centers in Illinois will receive $3.6 million in federal funding to support their COVID-19 response efforts. They'll be able to use that money to help increase screening and testing needs, acquire medical supplies, protective equipment, and boost telehealth capacity. The 45 facilities include Shawnee Health Service and Development Corporation in Carterville, Anna Rural Health, Christopher Rural Health Planning Corps, and the Community Health and Emergency Services in Caro. The funding comes from the Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act that was signed into law back on March 6th. I'm Jennifer Fuller.